Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
And now, listen to this on the Toddcast podcast.
You've heard Billy Talent's music on good rock radio stations worldwide since the mid-90s. Formed in Toronto in 93, they've had the same lineup since, although their drummer, Aaron, has been on a hiatus from the band since 16 because of a relapse of MS. Jordan Hastings of Alexis on Fire has been filling in the meantime. And the reason I say you've heard their music worldwide is quite simply, they are massive in Europe in comparison to home turf here in Canada, North America, and they're big here. They sold over 1 million albums in Canada alone, almost 3 million internationally, and you've seen them grow exponentially over the years, from originally being called Pez to touring the world, playing arenas to tens of thousands of fans and followers. And when their bassist, John, was a guest, we talked about his career highlights and how Guns N' Roses heavily influenced him early on, what it was like recording their Afraid of Heights album without drummer Aaron and with Jordan instead. We talked about Superman and Batman, seeing Burton Cummings in concert, the band's success overseas, and John talked about how social media has changed the musical landscape. Listen to this.
Yeah, that's what kind of a, it really has, and it's hard to keep up with, especially when you don't really, you're not too interested. Like, when you reach a certain age and cross a threshold, some of the newer things just don't interest you anymore. You just don't feel like learning it. So there's that whole process too, like Snapchat. Like, I'm up to date on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I don't do, but I'm fine. Like, I know all about it. And now there's Snapchat, and I'm like, okay, it's another thing. Like, do I really want to dive into this? And I don't.
Do I need an Instagram page? Do I need to have, you know?
But then you get people like, I had my drum tech telling me the other day, you got to have Snapchat, man. All the bands are doing Snapchat. I'm like, yeah, I guess so. Like, I guess we should do that. And so, you know, that's how it's all changed. It's really bizarre. You're kind of, I don't know. It's just so fast. Things are so much faster than they were when we were young.
Right.
And, but we try to stay on top of it and relevant because it is important and it's cool. And I like to think that we're not dinosaurs and, you know, we can navigate through these waters. It is what it is. And I think in general, I think it's really hurt music, but social media and the internet and everything, I think the quality of music was better in the past. Now I think there's really quality music, but there's just too much music. It's everywhere. People can make music too easily and also get it out there too easily. So there's just a saturation.
Listen to this on the Toddcast podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC-approved repair shop. Visit them on Facebook and Twitter at Tedco RV Supplies.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.